As you often hear on this program, the U.S. auto industry is in deep, deep trouble. But there's at least one place in America where cars still reign supreme, the lowrider culture in Southern California. Reporter Corey Takahashi went to the Lowrider 2009 tour to talk to people who love gas-guzzling, big-body cars they can cruise low and slow.
The American car is still king at this show in San Bernardino. That's a GM Classic, a 1963 Chevy Impala hopping up and down on hydraulic lifts. At this show, there will always be just one kind of GM, the GM that existed before the oil crisis of the 1970s, the GM that built hulking family cars that rebellious kids turned into lowriders.
Put it this way, GM hasn't designed a car that the lowrider automotive culture would accept for the last, 30 years.
Joe Ray is the editor of Lowrider magazine. It's the host of this tour and car competition. Ray's eyes wander to the bold wings on a 1959 Chevy Impala.
That's incredible, man. And you see those, they're so rare, but you're always going to find them at Lowrider shows. It's a 50-year-old car right there.
The Chevy Impala was basically a family vehicle in its early years. Models from the 1950s and 1960s defined the lowrider style. But people at this show say models from more recent years look like Toyota Camrys. Rapper Cynic agrees.
Anything old school, I'm in it.
Cynic says American automakers took a wrong turn.
I think it got cheaper and cheaper as time went on, more time efficient, put together type. Because all the cars are basically made out of fiberglass plastic, you know. Back in the days, everything was metal, you know. It took art form to make an automobile.
It's easy to see Trino Alfaro's award-winning Impala, Cherry 64, as a work of art. Cherry glistens on a rotating display with mirrors underneath it. The car sparkles with engraved chrome and intricate murals. Alfaro says GM's bankruptcy is likely to boost the market for cars like his.
I think these cars are going to be worth more because it's probably going to be because they're GM, because they're going to be worth more money.
This show is a kind of living museum. There are plenty of Chevy El Caminos here, too, even though GM stopped making them in the 1980s. Alfred Big Al Carr inherited an El Camino from his father, and Carr won the show's hydraulic hopping contest in his souped-up heirloom.
Maybe GM will see this and want to continue the El Camino.
Do you really think that might happen?
No, I don't. But it's worth a try.
Lowriders say their hard work has always been aimed at bringing new life to cars that seem unsalvageable. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.